Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity. It's a party over there, there ain't no job. It's live, live, it's all the way live. Don't even have to walk, don't even have to drive. Just slide, slide, slippity slide. Just forget about the troubles in your 9-to-5. And just sail on, that's what you do, just sail on. Now the dude's so funky, hey, what do you think? What is it called? It's called a Lakeside Stank.
What it do, what it do, it's your boy Big Beef and the Funk Files coming at you. Uh-huh, you know what it is already. If you ain't listening, something wrong with you. You better believe it. Understand what I'm talking about. We going back to 1972, 75, 77, 76. If you don't know what I'm talking about, then shut your ass up. And shut your ass up again. And then shut your ass up some more. You know what time it is. It's funk time, baby. You best believe it. You best believe it. We got the stuff to achieve it. I want y'all to go back with me one time. It's your boy Big Beefy. You want to call in tonight? You know what it is? 646-668-8287. And what we going to try to do is make sure that we get some funk music in. As a matter of fact, I want y'all to reach back and think about your very, very first time you heard some funk music. You probably heard it from your parents, I'm sure, like I did. And I can remember the Barcades. My mama was playing the Barcades. I can remember the Commodores. I can remember the Ohio Players. A Taste of Honey. And it wasn't funny. You understand what I'm talking about? Let's get it in, Pippin. We got to make, matter of fact, I want you to think about the very first time, your very first time. Matter of fact, I had a young man talk to me today about the very first time that he had relations. And I would like to share with you the very first time I had relations. I lost my virginity in a dirty strip club in Baltimore, Maryland. And it was with a stripper. It was horrible. But great at the same time, if you know what I'm talking about. I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know how to do or navigate anything. And I was a young man, and I was 18 years old, and she was 37. And I promise you, she took me to a taste of heaven. I didn't know what was going to happen to me, but I know it was good. And when I got out of it, she reached back, and she touched me in places that I care not to talk about. Y'all know what I'm talking about. This is radio, so I could get real free, but I'm not going to get too free in it. But I just want y'all to know that very first time was supposed to be something special. Matter of fact, for the ladies, y'all taught to keep it and give it, hold on until it's somebody you love. Now, the men's, for you know, hundreds of years, men took their young sons at 16, 17 to brothels, to the whole house, to lose their virginities. Now, if that ain't funky, I don't know what it is. I mean, they went into these places to show the man, the young man, anybody could make you feel like this. Don't fall in love when you hit something for the first time. But see, I didn't have that. I had to discover it myself because there wasn't no daddy. I had an absentee father. So therefore, I had to go all the way when I was in the armed forces, United States Army. And this is why I'm bringing it up, because it is Veterans Day coming up this Saturday. So this is my Veterans Day story. I was in the United States Armed Forces of America, United States Army. And that's where I got it from. So yes, it was a beautiful situation where me and the boys that took a cab in, into town, into Baltimore, Maryland. I was stationed at Aberdeen Proving Grounds, Maryland, where they test out all kind of weaponry for the United States Army. That's where I was at. Now, we take this cab into Baltimore, and we go to a club called the 2 O'Clock Club. Now, back then, this is 1985, in the month of June, matter of factly, precise, I believe it was June 2nd. And we entered the strip club, first time I had ever been in a strip club in my life. I was pure and young and naked in the brain. I didn't know how to refrain. You understand what I'm talking about? You understand what I'm talking about? You know, and this woman was 37 years old. She had been around a few times around the block. And she knew that your boy was a novice. You know what I'm saying? I had never flown a plane. I had never really driven a car. I was new. I was brand new. And she knew it. But she took advantage of me in my innocence. I was 18. I didn't know no better. And she took me to the little dirty strip club back room with a pail of champagne. And she said, boy, sit on the couch because I want you to remain. I'm going to do something to you, boy. I said, ma'am, I'm just, you know what I mean? I'm just from a Riverside little town, Riverside, California. She said, oh, that's L.A. I said, no, that's Riverside. I'm from Riverside, i.e., East Side. Holler if you hear me. So I said, wait a minute, hold on. Ma'am, I don't know nothing about nothing. I'm a novice. She said, what? I said, I ain't never did this before, so please be gentle. She wasn't, and I don't think she believed me until the actual thing occurred. And it was quick, fast, and a hurry. I blasted off and went to the moon and back, baby, in about 30 seconds, if you know what I'm talking about. I don't need to go into detail. You know what I'm talking about, y'all. You know what I'm talking about. But it was a scary time for you, man. It was scary because I didn't know, but I just knew I never felt like that before in my life. And for the first time, I really understood what everybody else was talking about. And it felt beautiful and good and free. And finally, I was able to get that monkey off my back. Oh, my God. 1985, June the 2nd. I lost it in a 2 O'Clock Club, downtown Baltimore, Maryland, in a dirty strip club. That was my veteran story for y'all. That was the war and only war I really fought. I never went into battle with a gun. Excuse me, I never went to battle with a weapon. I did go into battle with my gun. One is for fun, and the other one's for fighting. And the other one's the other F word, but I can't say it. I'm just saying. So understand, that was my veteran story that I wanted to share with y'all on Big Beef and the Funk Files. If you have some friends, be like Alpha Beta. I'm dating myself. Oh, yes, sir. I'm a yes, ma'ams, and yes, sirs. I'm dating myself. I'm going back to Alpha Beta days where they used to say, be like Alpha Beta and tell a friend. Don't be afraid to tune in. Call in. 646-668-8287. I want to give a shout out to our beautiful sponsor in Ohio. The Funk Museum is where they all happens. If you want to go get some real funk knowledge, you know what I mean? If you ain't got it, go in your garage. Matter of fact, don't go in your garage. Go in your mama and poppy's garage and look for the old school vinyl records. Look for them. And that's where you're going to find them at. That history. That old school funk. I mean, that you reach back in there, you're going to find a fucking moist space, like George Clinton would say. Because that's the funkiest, where it's funky and moist. You know what he's talking about. It's where you came from, if you didn't know. So don't be afraid. But we got a new, matter of fact, I got to give a shout out to my man, Master Green. You say Master Green is on the ones and the twos, and he does what he does. And we got a song that's coming to you in about 15 seconds. It's from a little woman. Her name is Petrus. Petrus or Patrice Russian. And the song is called Forget Me Not. What's she talking about? She saying she gonna put something on you so you can't forget it? It sounds like the girl that got me down there in Baltimore, Maryland, downtown at the 2 o'clock club when I was a young buck. Her name was Millie, and she was from Philly without the cheese. You feel me? She didn't have a yeast infection around this month. No, she didn't. I believe she was a clean, good girl, whole stripper. But she did something to me. She reached in there and she pulled out something and she did something to me and I had blast off, maximum. You understand what I'm talking about? I don't mean to get too in detail or too funky, but it is the funk show and it is your boy Big Beef, and this is what we does. So don't be afraid. Matter of fact, thank your veterans. I want to thank my personal soldier, my man, Master Green, who does his thing. And when you're ready to let it go, man, Patrice Rutschen and that thing called Forgive Me Not, and see how funky she get when she talk to you about this thing. What's she really talking about? Listen to the lyricals. Because this is, you know what I mean, real funk music. You know what I mean? When they had lyrics that meant something. You know what I'm saying? That real music. With that said something, spoke to your soul. It got deep inside. You know what I'm talking about, y'all. As a matter of fact, what's wrong with that fool, OJ? What's wrong with him? You know the boy got kicked out of some bar drinking. He's finna go back to prison again with his stupid ass. What's wrong with him? OJ, sit your ass down and sit your ass down again, and then sit your ass down some more. Just sit down and be quiet. I almost said it. Oh, my God. Sit your ass down, OJ. Please sit your ass down and just go away. Damn. What the hell? So I got this song I'm finna play for you by Miss Patrice Rushen, Forget Me Not. And my boy, Master Green's on the ones and twos. Let's get it in, baby. Let's get it in. Let's get it, man. Forget Me Not. I think she's talking about that thing.
Thank you.
What it do, what it do, what it does. You understand what I'm talking about? It's your boy Big Beef in the Funk Files. We ain't got nothing but a gang of miles because we got treads on our shoes. You understand what I'm talking about? We walking all over the earth, and our next song is going to be for my man, the myth, Master Green. He got something coming for us. As a matter of fact, he got something coming for us right now. He's coming for us, not to us, but for us, which means it's meant to be. You understand what I'm talking about, baby? It's all about that funk music. It's The Meters by Sissy Strut. I wonder if she got a big old funky, shut your mouth. I wasn't going to say it. But hold on a second. I can say what I want to say because that's what I is and that's what I does. Big Beef in the Funk Files. I wonder if Sissy Strut got a big old butt. It's called The Meters. What it does, your boy is back in the place to be. That's the Funk Files, your boy Big Beef. Here we is. Matter of fact, I want to share a quick story, quick story with you. My dog had got sick recently. In the African American community, a dog generally is just that. It's a dog. You can get another one. But I decided to get real Caucasian because he wasn't eating for about 2 or 3 days. He didn't touch his food. And I said, what's wrong with you? I was starting to say, well, he get hungry enough, he'll go ahead and get something. But I said, he kind of laying around, lackadaisical. So I take him to the veteran, veterinarian, excuse me, that's the other B word. I take him to the veterinarian office to get him checked out. So the doctor said, I'm going to put a muzzle on him just in case. Because I don't know what's going to happen. But I'm going to put a muzzle on him just in case he decides to bite, because I need to do a rectal examination. And so I couldn't been prouder. When the doctor veterinarian stuck his finger in my dog's booty, he reached back and wanted to bite. That's when I knew that my dog, Dagger, rest in peace. I'm going to tell you, that's another story. Wasn't gay, because he reached back to bite the doctor's hand, because the doctor had stuck his finger in his rectum. Now, the doctor was poking around in there. My dog was upset, which, again, I couldn't have been more proud, because he was showing me that he wasn't. He was strong, and even in the midst of death, he didn't want nobody playing with his buddy. That's my dog, Dagger. I'm about to get emotional. Hold on. Hold back the tears. Hold on. Let me finish the story. Now, the doctor told me that he believed that my boy, my dog, my road dog and real dog, Dagger, rest in peace, had received cancer of the booty. And my dog, he said, now what we could do is we could remove his colon, but then he won't have any controls over his bowels, which would mean that he would then ultimately be shitting everywhere. Now, that wasn't the baddest part of it. Now, that's pretty bad. But the baddest part was then when he came out and told me the cost of this here surgery that would save his life, maybe. He said it was going to be a cost of $4,800. $4,800 to save my dog's life. And my dog only cost me $165. Now, I've had him for a long time. I'd had him for 14 years already. Now, in dog years, 7 times 14, whatever that is, that's what he was at the time of this examination. And so he said, so I can give you a good surgeon. I said, sir, you said $4,800, sir. Is that going to be on a payment plan? Like layaway, can I, you know, shoot you $40 a month until we get it right? He said, no, you got to come with the whole 48. I said, oh, no, sir. I said, go on and put him down, man. Go on, put him down, let him go be with Jesus. He said, what? He said, that's your buddy. That's your child. I said, no, sir. That would be a dog. See, this is African-American. That's African-American. And in African-American culture, a dog is nothing but a dog. Even if we love it, we're not trying to spend $4,800 when he only costs $165. I mean, it's just, am I wrong? Call in and let me know if I'm wrong. But otherwise, I just had to share that with you. I would love to continue to play some funk music for you. And I just had to share that story because it was on my heart. Big B told me that, in fact, I speak it sometimes third person. But yeah. Big Beef had spoke to me and said, this is what you need to say and tell the people about your dog story and veterinarian story of how you had to let Dagger go on be with Jesus. Because all dogs go to heaven. The last time I heard, they all go to heaven. So I would love for someone to call in tonight and talk to me specifically. Don't be afraid to get it in. With your boy Big Beef and the Funk Files. Do not be afraid. It's all right. It's all good. And I would love to hear from you. So if you're out there, preferably ladies, if you're out there, Big Beef and the Funk Files coming at you. Matter of fact, 646-668-8287. Don't be afraid to call in and get it in with your boy. You understand what I'm talking about? I got my man on the ones and two, Master Green. I got my man, Shaki. Out there, wherever you at, Shaki, I'm giving you a shout out. We got the Funk Museum in Ohio. That's our sponsor. We got a lot of great funk music for you. And if you'd like to call in just to talk to your host, yours truly, Big Beef, let me know what it is. Let me know what it does. We can get it in right now, right now. You understand what I'm talking about? What's wrong with the big head boy, OJ? Damn. Can you just stop messing up? Can you stop just for 10 minutes? Stop writing books. Sit your ass down somewhere. You feel me? That's all I'm saying. OJ is out there. I just seen it on the news, man. You've been out for 2 days. Sit your ass down and get out the spotlight for once. Just be happy that you free. That's all I'm saying. Be happy that your ass is free. Donald, matter of fact, I can't even, don't want to say his name. 45. Your ass will get, man, the heat is on. Mr. Is it Mola or Mueller? You know the boy that's out there watching this and doing the investigation of your boy 45. It's all unraveling, 45. What you gonna do? What you gonna do, man? It's looking bad for you, man. They got your son hemmed up. They got your son-in-law hemmed up. I mean, everything that y'all thought that Obama was gonna do, 45 is doing that and then some. Sit your ass down, 45. Go on and accept it. The impeachment is coming, pimping. The impeachment is coming. I mean, every day I'm watching CNN, and every day it's about your ass. I mean, can you sit your ass down somewhere? Please sit your ass down. And matter of factly, as I continue to talk about 45, this boy here, man, you got more collusion. Matter of fact, you got collusion, connections, combustion, because that shit finna blow up. It's finna blow up, 45. They finna get your ass. That's what they finna get. It's finna be hot Cheeto sauce everywhere out there in D.C. I'm telling you, they finna get you. Mueller is on your ass. I mean, can he get more crooked? Another one just bit the dust today. If you stay in tune with CNN, y'all. Watch the news. Stay informed. You know what I'm saying? It's CNN. Just watch it. So you can know what's going on in your life. Because 45, I'm telling you, the tax cuts, he ain't doing them but trying to put some more money in these billionaires' pockets, more money in his pocket, because he's going to benefit from it. I mean, he can't stand Obama because Obama led the Oval Office with grace. He held the presidency with excellence. I mean, the man did what he did in such a way. You didn't hear no, there was no scandal the whole entire time. But in a year's time, every day of the whole damn year, you'd have heard something negative about 45. Come on, I mean, just keep it real. I mean, it don't get no more funky than what's going on right there in Washington, damn D.C. You feel me? You know what I'm talking about. And these, man, some of these 45 supporters that's African-American, Omarosa, sit your ass down. My goodness, where is your pride at, baby girl? Where is your blackness? You know he don't, that man don't like black folks. You know he don't. And Ben Carson, Uncle Tom Ben. Yes, Uncle Tom Ben, you wrong. You wrong too, man. I can't believe it. I watched a couple of interviews of what this man's been doing, man. This man, he just, I mean, come on, man. Take care of the people that support. You know what I mean? Take care of your American people, man. Don't get us out there like this. Come on. That's all I'm saying. It don't make no sense, man. They need to go on and impeach this fool. Get him 45. You know damn well if Obama had done a tenth of what this fool has done, they would have been calling for his head. They would have been calling for Obama's head. But guess what? Obama did what a president is supposed to do. Matter of fact, in such a way of excellence, this man is beloved and hated at the same time for all the, but you know what? He don't never act out. He don't never act inappropriate. He don't say crazy shit like your boy 45 calling people's mama's sons of bitches and whatnot because the NFL's, you know, matter of fact, I read how do you disrespect the flag? It's not by kneeling. You know what they said? It's when you, every football game, when they pull that flag out and they hold it horizontally and it's not on a pole where it's supposed to be flailing, that's considered by their rules as disrespecting the flag. Doesn't say anything about kneeling. And matter of factly, if you look at all four of them verses, it plainly is racist. It talks of, yes, I understand at that time and back then when it was written in whatever, 15, whatever it was written. I need to do a little more history. But I know back when it was written, when Francis Scott Key did his thing and wrote that thing, black folks was talked about as slaves and they should be killed for, matter of fact, for going to fight on the British side because the British said, hey, man, if y'all come over here, if you black folks come and fight with us, we'll give you your freedom. You won't have to go back to the master. So if you want to be free, come and fight with us. So 6,000 slaves jumped ship. They ran from the plantation because they got tired of picking that damn cotton. And so they got out of there and went ahead and fought with the redcoats. And they did, matter of fact, the British, you know what I mean, had won that battle for a second. They won one of the battles, excuse me. So when you look at the song and look at all four verses, and I'm a veteran, it doesn't speak highly, or matter of fact, it speaks very negatively about black folks. About black folks. So 45, a.k.a. Trump, check it out, man. It is not disrespectful to stand up for what you believe in. And when you look at the Star Spangled Banner, it has nothing to do with people of color. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying, hey, man, I want to go back to Africa or any of that. I'm not saying that. That's not what I'm saying. I believe America is one of the greatest countries in the world. Matter of fact, I'm going to just go ahead and put it out there. I think it is the greatest country in the world because we have some freedoms that other countries just don't have. But we could do, and we can, and we could be better. That's all I'm saying, man. That's all I'm saying. Now, Beef, don't try to go too political ever. I never really do. But this I had to say. I had to say something about it. They need to impeach this boy. Get him out of there, man. He's falling apart. Mueller is on his ass. I mean, it's so, matter of fact, every time Trump stand up, I smell nothing but doo-doo because he's shitting on himself right now. He's so damn scared. He's shitting on himself. So that's about as funky as I'm going to get when it comes to 45. I just wanted to, you know, give you a little bit of political shizzle just to bless us with tonight. So if you won't tune into 45, matter of fact, check out your boy Don Lemon. You know, he got a lot of positive stuff other than, you know, what he's doing behind closed doors. I ain't going to say nothing. But, you know, your boy Don Lemon came out. I don't have nothing against homosexuals and whatever the homosexuals do behind closed doors, what they do. I'm just saying, I don't want to get no hate calls talking about you hate homosexuals. No, I don't. I don't hate homosexuality. I don't. I just don't like it. It's not for me. So if you happen to be homosexual and I offended you, I'm sorry for offending you. Because I didn't mean to do something. I don't care. You want to play with somebody's booty, that's your business. I ain't got nothing to do with that. But don't try to make it me think that I'm wrong because I don't want to play with nobody's booty. That's all I'm saying. Because that's how some of the stuff be coming off when it comes to this whole homosexual thing. Again, I'm not homophobic. I ain't scared of you because you gay. I ain't scared you can be around me. I could be around gay people. I don't care about that. That's not what I care about. But don't try to make me gay because you gay. That's all I'm saying. And matter of fact, that's why I had to stop messing with Empire. It was just too much. They were doing too much on Empire. What the hell? It done turned. I know Lee Daniels is gay, and now okay, he's proud of being gay, and he don't want to be ashamed. You ain't got to be ashamed, but damn, can we get a little bit of heterosexuality that's normal and stop making the homosexual normal? I mean, damn, it is abnormal to be. You know what I'm talking about? Playing with my booty. I'm just saying. So, in other words, we got a new song, another song that's coming to us from my man, Master Green. And it's going to be by Confunction. You don't know nothing about no Confunction. Listen to the group, Confunction, which means it's going to be funky, baby. It's going to be funkier. It's going to be funkier than a man that ran a 25-mile road race. A 25-mile race would be considered a marathon. Matter of fact, I just met somebody that just did that. I said, God bless you, baby. Beef will run to the corner and back. That's about it. I'm trying to do better. But like I said, we got a new song that's coming to you. It ain't new, but it's new to me. I ain't heard it in a while. Confunction, Love Shine. My man, Master Green, finna do it for you, man. Confunction, Love Shine.
Cause
Love shines. Love does shine. Yes, it does. It's your boy, Big Beef, and the Funk Files, 646-668-8287. If you want to call in or you just want to listen in, you know what I'm doing over here. You heard your boy, Big Beef. That was Confunction with Love Shine. Our next song is coming to you from my man, one of the greatest songwriters that ever lived, your boy Curtis Mayfield, yes indeed, with a song called Move On Up. You feel it? Hit him with it, Master Gray. Do what you does, man. Get it in. Yes, sir. Curtis Mayfield, Move On Up. Master Green, let's get it, man. Okay, maybe we're not going to get it. I don't know. Maybe we're not going to get it. Maybe there's a technical difficulty, so I'm just going to go ahead and continue to get it when Master Green ready to go.
Just move on up toward your destination. Though you may find from time to time complication.
What it do, what it do. Did you hear your boy Curtis Mayfield? Move on up. Yes, indeed. Move on up. That's what we y'all should be doing, trying to move on up. That means if you got a damn job, you need a promotion. You need to do whatever you got to do to move the hell on up. Progress. Don't be afraid of it, man. Don't be afraid of that change. Do what you need to do. Matter of fact, I want to give a shout out. Matter of fact, I know last month was, you know, cancer, breast cancer month. But what I want to do is I want to give a shout out to any loved one that's out there that you have in the fight for their life. Matter of fact, I know there's a few people that just lost theirs. I want to give a shout out to my man, Jeff E., a.k.a. Eric Harris. Man, that brother just lost his, you know, life, and now he's resting in peace. I believe that's what he's doing. He's resting in peace. He was a really good dude, old school Eastsider, Eastside Riverside, Eastside Rivy. I want to give a shout out to a young lady that's in the fight for cancer for her life. She's fighting cancer right now. She's maybe not doing too well, but, you know, God has the last say. And that's Juanita Castillo. Juanita Castillo. I know how to say it. If you know what I'm talking about, Juanita Castillo. I want to give a shout out to her and make sure that her family knows that somebody out there cares. Matter of fact, Big Beef in the Funk Files cares if nobody else cares. I want y'all to understand and know we all out here, we got problems. We got things that bother us at work, things in life, money problems, bill problems. You know what I'm talking about. Everybody knows you got a supervisor that's on your ass, that's on your head, whatever you want to talk about. But remain calm, y'all. Remain calm. We need to stop some of this damn violence that's going on out here in these damn streets, like that Las Vegas bullshit that went down. You know what I'm talking about? All these shooters, people shooting up in the church and killing folks. We need to learn how to love one another and just kind of continue to move forward. And matter of fact, don't let these people terrorize us to the point where we can't live our lives. Like every time your head, I know my head is on a swivel continuously. I'm like, I can't go nowhere and just relax. I'm thinking, what's going to happen next? Because literally, the minute you walk out your door, you're not safe. I mean, anything can happen. So continue to live and do what you got to do for yourself. And watch out for your others, man. Watch out for your neighbor, man. What's wrong with that? You know, if you see him going through something, I know you may not be a counselor, but you can talk to him. Be human. And just sit down for a few minutes. Give that person a few minutes, a few seconds to let them acknowledge them. Let them know that they, you know, they're human and it's okay to have problems. It's okay to have some issues. It's okay if you get a little depressed. But don't stay in that thing too long. You know what I mean? Move on up. That's why that Master Green played that song right there, because it's about moving up. It's about staying positive. Don't stay down. Move on up. Get your ass up. Matter of fact, if you fall down, get your ass up again and again. Keep getting your ass up. The more they knock you down, get your ass up again. Don't stop. Never give up. You know what I'm saying? This is your boy, Big Beef in the Funk Files. I really appreciate everybody that's listening out there tonight. I want to give a shout out to all my peeps that's out there listening to Big Beef in the Funk Files of Master Green. 646-668-8287. Matter of fact, in 2017, I'm trying to get closer to my dream. You feel me? I'm trying to get real close. Matter of fact, I want to be happy. I want to be happy. I want to be happy. I want it to be, you know what I mean, that kind of happy where you just smiling all the damn time. For nothing. For no damn reason. You just smiling. Matter of fact, when you wake up in the morning, that's the first thing. You don't yawn. You smile before you do any damn thing because your ass is happy. You happy to be breathing. You got breath in your body. And as long as you have breath in your body, guess what? That means that you can change your circumstances, pimpin'. You understand what I'm saying? Don't be afraid. Do not be afraid of change. And don't be afraid to be mobile. That's what the damn song by Curtis Mayfield was about. Move on up. That means don't stay stagnant. Don't be in a stagnant pool of diseases. Bullshit. You know what I'm talking about? When you be at work, you always got those haters out there that just want to talk about other folks because they just mad for nothing. Because you moving on up because you got promoted and they didn't. haters. Stop it. Be happy for somebody for a damn change. Just have some positivity. Smile and be happy for your coworker that moved on up, even if they kissed a little bit of ass to get where they was, where they got. Wipe the doodle off that nose and smile in their face and continue to do what you do. Matter of fact, you're going to move up next. Don't be depressed about that bullshit. Shake it off and move on up. That's what the damn song was about. That's what it was about to me. Hell. Master Green, I know that's what it was about for you, I think. I believe. Matter of fact, we want 45 to move his ass on out. How about that? Get your ass out of office, because you suck as a president. You suck as a president. You wish you could stand in Obama's shadow, but hell to the no, you suck, 45. Yes, I'm going to say it. I said it. 45, you truly suck. You don't care about people. Are you talking about building a damn wall and hurting people, poor people? Like, you know, poor people don't matter. Shit. I'm still poor. But guess what? I moved up. I made a little bit of something working for that damn job for 26 years. I got me a little retirement that came early. And I'm good for right now. But I ain't finished. I'm ready to continue to move on up. Like I said, if you lost a loved one, you know, in the month of November or October, man, my heart is with you. I want y'all to understand and know, continue to fight. If you in cancer or whatever it is that you got, you feeling bad about what's going on with your life, you know what I mean? I'm praying for you. And if your friends are real with you, they're going to sit and hold your hand and pray with you and talk to you and help you out. Juanita Castile, I don't know you love, but I know you got people that love you. So it's okay. When your journey is over, you know what time it is. You know where you're going to be at, love. You know where you're going to be with Heavenly Father. I'm sure that's where you're going to be, because I ain't heard nothing negative about you. I only heard nothing but positivity about you. So if that's what, if God says that's what it's going to be, that's what it's going to be. To everybody that's out there that got loved ones, steadfast, hold on. Big Beef, love you, man. I got nothing but love for you. That's what I got for you. I want you to just stand out. Def E, my man. Def E, rest in peace, my brother. Eric Harris, rest in peace. I want y'all to understand and know life is precious. Life is short. I know you heard this before. This ain't the first time you heard it, but life is truly short. So live your best life today. Don't be waiting on tomorrow. Don't wait on tomorrow. Continue to fight. Fight the good fight. That's all I can say to you, man. I just wish that, you know, everybody out there got a little bit of joy in your life tonight for this hour from 8 to 9 p.m. It's nothing but love coming from Big Beef and the Funk Files. Matter of fact, we own every month the second Thursday of the month, 646-668-8287, culturezineradio.com. Don't be afraid to call in and get it in with your boy Big Beef and the Funk Files. I also want to give another shout out to our gracious sponsor in Ohio, the Funk Museum. That's how I'm able to do what I'm able to do, which means I'm able to talk to you. Master Green's able to play the songs for you. Make sure that, you know, you show love. We appreciate you. We'd like you to, you know, give us some feedback on the show tonight. Feel free to call in and talk to your boy anytime. Matter of fact, the more numbers we got, we keep going up. We keep on moving up. We're getting mainstream. You feel me? The Funk Files is ready to go, baby. Big Beef is ready to go, man. Let's get it. Let's get it before 2018 come on in. We got one more month next month, man. Before you know it, 2018 going to be here. Just like that. So I ain't got nothing but love for you. That's all I got. That's all I got for you, but love. So all you ladies out there, all you beautiful ladies out there, y'all, you beautiful
mamacitas and all you beautiful sisters and all you beautiful whatever you is out there, whether you Asian, Belizean, English, from England, Ireland, Japan, China, South America. I ain't gonna get all of you fat, you skinny, you're in the middle. That's all right, it don't matter. You're tall, you're short. Big B's ain't got nothing but love for you. It's all love, baby. It's nothing but love. So understand, this time next month, Big Beef and the Funk Files, we're going to come right back at you, baby. Best believe, you don't need no teeth to eat Uncle Beef. You feel me? Because I'm tender than a mother. Shut your mouth. You know what I'm talking about. Master Green, can we get something to go out on, baby boy? What you think? What you think? Let me know something. Let me know something. My man, Master Green, he did it one more again. That's what he does. I want to give another shout out. Shaquille, peace, my brother. Much love to you. Respect. I want to give a shout out to my man, Bill Walker. I want to give a shout out to Rock Hills, Pat, Cha-Cha, Tim. They do what they do every week. Every week they do what they do. As a matter of fact, if you got a day, you ain't got to do nothing on Sunday. This Sunday, day party. This Friday.